Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Welcome, everyone, to the Roman Show on this very special edition of the Roman Show MMA. As always, joined by my co-host, Guillermo MMA Encyclopedia Garcia. We're no longer going with a stone face, Guillermo, because I think you've proven to the MMA community that you're just more than a stone face person. You're a person that knows very much about this sport. And we have to change your nickname there, Guillermo, to follow him. You can follow him on @StoneFaced16. That's on Twitter. Guillermo, how are you doing?
I'm very excited. We're personally interviewing one of my heroes today, so I'm looking forward to this interview very much.
And that hero of yours, Guillermo, is none other than Bash Rutten, a man who is a legend to the sport of mixed martial arts. He has been all over the world. He is retired Dutch MMA veteran, and he was competed in the UFC. He won the World Heavyweight Championship there as well. He competed in so many other promotions such as Pride, Pancreas. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. He fought great fighters such as Ken Shamrock, Masakatsu Funaki, and now you can see this man on HDNet. He is the co-host for Inside MMA. He also has a program on Fuel TV, Punk Payback. So this man is the man that has helped also put MMA on the map, along with several others that we have interviewed here on the Roman Show. And the list just keeps getting greater and greater as far as guests that come onto the show, Guillermo. I'm excited, man. I'm pumped.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, this guy, we interviewed Bruce Buffer the other day, and you know, Bruce Buffer is huge to the history of the sport, but Bash Rutten is just as big, you know, to the history of the sport. And unlike Buffer, you know, who's been on the other side of the microphone, you know, this guy was a fighter. He was a champion, 3-time king of Pancras, 1-time heavyweight champion of the UFC before Dana White and all them took over, but still a great accomplishment, you know.
And not only that, here in the Roman Show, we also cover pro wrestling. He was involved with pro wrestling, as we had spoken before earlier today, Guillermo. He trained Samoa Joe.
And yes, he did.
You can listen to our pro wrestling edition on Mondays at 11 p.m. Last night we had Johnny Gargano, Rey Mysterio, and the Bella Twins. And tomorrow, guys, we'll be talking more MMA. We're going to have Bellator veteran Jessica Aguilar. Bass Ruid, we had no idea we were going to interview this man. We just contacted him, and boom, we had the opportunity. We are very thankful for having him here on the Roman Show. It's just one of these things that the Roman Show does. You know, we can surprise you with interviews at any time and at any day. We just want to keep the public, the MMA community, and aside from the MMA community, we want to keep them informed because we want them to educate them on what this sport is all about. And this is what we're doing. And if you guys have a question for Bash Rutten, all you have to do is either go on Twitter, find Roman DH, RomanDH, that's @RomanDH, or go ahead and tweet Guillermo @StoneFace16 on Twitter. Or you can go ahead on Facebook right now. Look me up or look Guillermo up. We're out there. Facebook.com/RodolfoRRoman. Or you can go on our website, RodolfoRoman.com. We're very communicated in here. I also see some people out there in the chat room. And the most important part, Guillermo, you can call in. 714-868-0222 is the number. That's 714-868-0222 is the number. One more time, 714-868-0222. If you're shy, write the question on the chat room we got going on here on Blog Talk Radio, and we can do that as well. We'll go ahead and shoot the question to Bash Rutten. Guillermo, now you have personally met Bash Rutten at one of these UFC expos.
Yes, I met him at the UFC Fan Expo. He was there representing HDNet and one of the shows that he has on there. And, yeah, I got to talk to him for a few moments. You know, it was a long line, obviously, to see him. And, you know, I got to take a picture with him giving me his famous liver punch. you know, which he's known for. And even though there's a slight tap, there's still a little bit of power behind there. I can just imagine somebody he blasts with a full blow, whether it's a knee kick or a punch. But very, very exciting moment. Great picture that I got to take with him there.
Yeah, and as a commentator, I mean, he is just something out of the extraordinary. He's very funny. I was actually seeing the Inside MMA, the Halloween edition, and boy, is he comedic. He is just funny, and I remember they had a skit where they were trying to find the lookalike, and man, this guy, and who's to say, you know, when you think of mixed martial arts fighters, you know, some people outside of the MMA community think they're just these cold people who just like to kick butt inside the cage, but that's not the case. And you will see today with Bosh Wynn how funny this guy is, how charismatic he is. He is something that definitely puts the MMA community out there. He is a pure ambassador of the sport, making it, extending it outside of the MMA community. But before we move forward, Guillermo, I want to read a couple of news here that is going on right now in the world of mixed martial arts.
News of the day.
All right, I hate to break it to you, Guillermo, but you're not going to see Gina Carano in action inside the Strike Force cage. She has actually been pushed away from her December 17th fight. She will not be fighting on that card. This is according to Strike Force CEO Scott Coker. This was just some news that was recently published, and we're getting word exactly what exactly is happening with her. But she's not expected back in the cage until next year. I know a lot of fans out there are a little disappointed with Gina Carano. We haven't seen her in action over, I believe, almost 2 years, right, Guillermo?
It's over 2 years already, and you know she's been making movies, and I'm just not sure about her commitment to MMA at this point, and I won't believe that she's going to be back until I actually see it happen, you know?
And, you know, Bobby Lashley, who's now fighting for Shark Fights, he's going to be actually competing this Friday for Shark Fights 21. There's been a big major issue with him, because they can't fight an opponent for him. But finally, Mark Martinez, who has 4-1, has stepped up to fight Bobby Lashley for the promotion's heavyweight title. I mean, this guy had like 2-3 opponents already. They had a Schoonover. They have so many other people. But Mark Martinez has stepped up, and he will be facing Bobby Lashley on November 11th. That is this Friday. And then they're going to air that fight on Fuel TV on December 23rd. And over in Bellator, it has been announced that Patricio Pitbull Fury, recovering from a second-hand injury, surgery, fellow tournament winner Pat Curran will get the next shot at Bellator featherweight champion Joe Warren. So that is just news that has happened in the world of mixed martial arts. And ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to reach out to Bash Ruin, who's waiting for us. And I am pumped, Guillermo. I really am, to talk to this man who definitely has had a big, major role in the world of mixed martial arts. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead and call him up.
But, you know, that's the thing here. We got to call these guys sometimes. And that is beauty of BlogTalkRadio.com that we get to speak to him here on TheRomanShow.com.
Hello,
Mr. Bosh Ruin. Welcome to The Roman Show, sir. Thank you so very much for taking your time.
No problem. How you guys doing?
We're excited, sir. We were just talking about you and how much you mean to the sport and how much you have put this sport on the map. And, boy, the list just goes on and on, from video games, from movies, to cartoons. You've got it all, sir.
It's crazy, right? Who would have thought when I was a little kid who got bullied that all this would happen in the future? I'm really, really happy with how things are going.
No doubt about that, and as you know, as a veteran of the sport, you have seen this sport grown from its infancy. I would say it's kind of like in its teenage stage right now, Basha. This sport is growing little by little, sir.
It is. But, you know, it made a big leap, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago with the Ultimate Fighter, and now it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's just taking over, man. It's not stopping. It's one curve going upwards.
Now, before we get started with our interview, I want to make sure that people are aware that Mr. Ruin has a program now on Fuel TV. That's Punk Payback. You can see him on Inside MMA on HDNet. He is a co-host every Monday at 8 p.m. Now, you guys had changed the time of that, right, Bosh?
Yeah. Inside MMA, that is every Monday, and we're doing it live from now on. So everything you see is live, and it gives a little bit more energy to the show, we think.
I see that, and you know, I love that that one episode in the Halloween episode where they found the lookalike of yours, it was quite funny and quite comedic as far as your end.
It was funny, you know, and Don Fry was Don Fry again. He had some great comments that were not really suitable for TV, but hey, that was Don Fry.
No doubt about that. And again, and your program on Fuel TV, Punk Payback, you explained to me prior to the program, as far as you teach people how to get out of violent scenarios in the show.
That's exactly what I'm doing. You know, we show a security cameras who picked up like a robbery in a convenience store or a gas station or maybe a carjacking or a purse snatcher, whatever went wrong, we show the clip. I tell the people at home, okay, now this is what they did wrong. They should have done this. And I talk about it, and then I say, okay, no, let's see what I would have done in that situation. And then we built the same set, so it looks like we're in the same place, pretty much. And then they put me in the spot of the victims, and then the robber or robbers come in, and then I tell the people at home, okay, this is how you handle a situation like this.
Wow, and it's so funny because, you know, TV just imitates real life, because I believe it was last week there was an incident where there was some mixed martial artist who stopped a robber at a bank. I think they put him in a chokehold. I think they rear naked choked him. So who's to say? You know, if you're a fan of the sport, you could kind of learn a thing or two if you're out there in this real world to defend yourself.
You know what? MMA, the MMA guys have been doing some really good things. The other two guys, they also stopped a robbery last week in the hotel. You know, he had this little kid. We had a 12-year-old kid on the show who stopped the pit bull because the pit bull attacked a 4-year-old girl, and the 12-year-old kid jumped on the pit bull and put him in a rear naked choke and kept him there till the police came and grabbed the dog away from him. So it's unbelievable, man.
Wow. All right, Basil, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. My co-host, Guillermo Garcia, him and I will be asking you some questions. Guillermo, you have a couple of questions for Boss?
Well, first of all, Boss, like you said, you got bullied as a young child in school. And, you know, I read that you were inspired by the movie Enter the Dragon to take up Taekwondo and Kyokushin Karate. Tell us about your childhood.
Yeah, that was about it. I had a real bad skin disease when I was a kid, and I had really, really bad asthma. So bad that I couldn't eat and drink, you know, because I couldn't breathe. And then on top of that, I had a really bad skin disease in my face, on my hands. So I always had to wear gloves, you know. And of course, the kids think that you're contagious, and they stay away from you. So I got bullied a lot when I was a kid. But I always spent my time in the trees. I had a big forest in my back, at our home. And I was very, you know, I was like Tarzan almost. I would climb a tree and I would go from top to top. I could go through the forest, and that would help me when, you know, bullies would try to get me. I would just simply climb a tree and then I would start swinging around. And then they would stop because nobody could do it. So, later on I saw the movie Enter the Dragon. That changed my life, of course, because I became, oh, wait a minute, if I become like Bruce Lee, then I can stop the bullies. And that's when I finally, my parents allowed me to do martial arts. Taekwondo I did, but in 6 weeks or 2 months' time, you know, I already was beating up the brown belt there, and then I got in a street fight with the biggest bully in town, and I knocked him out with one punch. And it was good and bad. It was good for me, bad also because the police showed up because I broke his nose in the process, and then my parents took me away from martial arts. They thought it was violent. You know, so then I had to wait till I was 21. When I moved out of the house, then I started fighting again.
Wow, interesting about that. Now, and I understand that you wanted to see the end of the dragon, but it took you some time because you were a minor at the time. You couldn't see it, right?
Yes. No, we couldn't get in. We had to sneak in. I was 17 years and older, I remember at the time. And my brother was 14 and I was 12. So, yeah, we had to wait and we had to sneak in so they didn't see us.
Wow. Guillermo?
Yeah, now you're from Holland, and, you know, a lot of great fighters such as Semi Schild, a lot of great fighters like Semi Schild, Alistair Overeem, Stefan Struve, Badr Hari, Ernesto Hoof, Peter Ernst came from Holland. Why are there so many great kickboxers that come from Holland?
I have no clue. You know, this is the Holland just really likes their Thai boxing, and they've always been very good with them. You know, I think because they're really good with tying the hands and kicks together. You know, in Thailand, everything is focused on the feet. On the legs, most of the time, it's only kicks pretty much. And then you got, like, when you look at the American kickboxing, it's like more boxing. You know, they emphasize on the boxing, unless the PKA rules, of course, because that's different. But Thai boxing, I'm talking Thai boxing. But Holland, they really have a good way of tying it together. And I think that, you know, once they started you know, and they found a good system that only got better and better, and everybody loves it. You'll fight, you have every week fights in Holland.
Jim?
Yeah. Now, when you first entered mixed martial arts, you were a great kickboxer, but you didn't really have a ground game, and you were submitted, you know, by Masakatsu Funaki and Ken Shamrock, and then you took up, you know, the jiu-jitsu and the ground game with Funaki. Tell us about that early part of your career and any frustrations you may have had with that.
Well, you know, it's like I had nobody to train with in Holland. I had a gym like Chris Dolman, but it was in Amsterdam, which was a long drive for me. If I had to go there, it took me 2.5 hours to get there because there was a lot of traffic. And then I would train for an hour, and it took me 1 hour and 45 minutes to get back. So that was a big trip to make that all the time. And, you know, and so I didn't have any ground fighters. And after the last time I lost against Ken Shamrock, yeah, I really got angry at myself. I said, dude, because they know your strength. They're not going to stand with you anymore. They take you to the ground. So I started asking around, and I found one guy, a 19-year-old guy. His name was Leon Van Dyke. And he also didn't know anything. We just started training together, and we start breaking everything down, you know, and then we start 2-3 times a day. Solely we start training on submissions. And I started really make it better. I always said, oh, I can make this better. And then we start, you know, brainstorming everywhere. I had little post-its with combinations, and my whole house was full of it. And I was doing it 24/7, but it paid off big time because 3 months later I started fighting again, and then I won my next 7 fights by submission. So suddenly, and after that, I never lost again either also. So, you know, that was a big step for me, very important step. But, you know, it was because I didn't have anybody. The first year and a half when I was fighting in Japan, I had a bag. I was pretty much only training on a bag 2 times a day. I did 2 times a day, 12 rounds for 3 minutes on a bag. That was pretty much my workout.
Wow.
And now you finished your career, like you said, on a 22-fight unbeaten streak. If you were in your prime, how do you think you'd do against the current UFC light heavyweight division?
I would always do good. I put always myself in the number one spot, and I think that every fighter, every top fighter will do exactly the same thing. I don't think it's a healthy thing for a fighter who competes to say, I will be there number six. I think you always should shoot for the top. But you got to also understand that everything I did, pretty much my whole career, I did with one sparring partner, you know. And nowadays, I can only imagine if I would go and train there with all my buddies up there in Vegas, or I would go to Greg Jackson or wherever I would go with all the other talent. You know as well as I do, you're only as good as your sparring partners are, you know. And if you have guys who are really extremely good on the ground and who can really put it on you, you know, because I never had problems in training. I would always be the best guy. And I don't think that is sometimes a good thing. I would create, like, I would stand, and then we have, like, the Shark Tank exercise we do all the time. So I get really tired, so that people with less skill, at least they're going to have a chance. But, you know, but it's simply not good to always be the winner. You need somebody who can, well, kick your ass. That would be actually better. And nowadays there's so much talent, so I think that would have been even better, yeah.
And, Basha, I have a question here from
someone from
Facebook, Guillermo. Rob Martinez, he wants to know that why our pride fighters aren't doing too well in the UFC, and he wants to know also about Fedor's 3 losing streak. What's your take on that?
Okay, first the Fedor is just in a dip now. People figured him out. People found out he's human, you know, that he can be beat, and that takes the glow away. Many great fighters had it. Wanderlei Silva had it. Mike Tyson had it, you know, and there's many other examples. Sakuraba even. Now they know, okay, he can be beat. I think for Fedor, he's still an unbelievable fighter. He will always be an unbelievable fighter, but I think just nowadays it's just better for him to fight lighter, and hopefully there comes a cruiserweight, like a 235 weight class, because right now, you know, if he's like 230 pounds and you fight a guy who's 280, who cuts down till 265, you know, size does matter, because nowadays everybody's got technique, or at least many people have, you know. And if you have a big guy on top of you who knows what he does, you have to just carry more weight, and it makes you more faster fatigue also. So, you know, size does matter nowadays. That's what I always say. And what was the other question? The first one?
As far as the pride fighters in the UFC and not doing too well.
You know, that's what more people say. But, you know, really, I go, Anderson Silva, he's the man right now. He was in Pride. And then I think Quentin Jackson, he became the champion. We got Dan Anderson. He became the champion. You know, I understand. I look like Krokop and Vanderlei, like a few of them, yes. And then Mauricio Shogun. Yeah, they, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but I can understand that. I have no clue, man. That's that. God knows it's vibe, it's energy, no clue.
And I have one more question here from Suleiman Yosef. He's from Miami, and he wants to know in regards to the politics and evolution in the world of mixed martial arts. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, the evolution of martial arts, how it goes?
No, the evolution and the politics involved with mixed martial arts.
Ah, you know what? It's going to be the same as in boxing. You know, it will always keep going. Everything, you know, whatever happens in boxing is probably going to happen also in mixed martial arts. You see, that's because we're behind boxing. You know, we're getting better pay-per-views now already. But, I mean, all the antics that are there, they're probably, hopefully not going to come to mixed martial arts. You know, once money gets involved, big money, you know, that's all people, they show up. All bad people start showing up around.
And Bosh, not only are you involved with mixed martial arts, but you were involved in pro wrestling. Guillermo had mentioned that you trained Samoa Joe from TNA, from Total Nonstop Action Wrestling.
Yes, that was a lot of fun to do. That was a lot of fun. I did it with for New Japan in Japan for the company from Inoki, and had a lot of fun with Don Fry and all these guys there. That was a blast in Tokyo Dome, 70,000 people. It was great.
Yeah, and Samoa Joe is definitely a beast in pro wrestling. We have a caller on the line, Bosh, if you don't mind. We're going to bring him inside here to the room.
Yeah, give me one second, because they scheduled another interview. The guy's calling, and I got one second.
No, go right ahead.
Can you just tell me a second that it's the other telephone? I don't need anything. It's not the telephone. It's like a schedule system.
Sorry, I'm here.
No,
yeah.
It's okay. We have one caller in the night. Caller, are you there? You're on the Roman Show?
Oh. Yes, how you doing? Mr. Roman, it's Shawa Bonus from Miami.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Shaw, welcome to the Roman Show. He's a fighter down here in Miami. You have a question for Bosh?
Yeah, first, Bosh, I'm a big fan. And I wanted to ask, what are your thoughts on fighting guys that you've trained with? How do you feel about it? Guys that you've trained with or train with like currently, like if you train with a guy currently.
You know, right now it's an easy thing for me to say because I'm not going to fight anymore. But I understand your question. I fought guys that I know very well, you know, and hang out with. But that is something that you automatically put aside, man. That is something that you might in the back of your head, you think, oh, I hope I'm not going to hold back, and I hope I'm going to go hard. But at the moment when the bell goes and you know that the whole world is watching, you're not going to let him beat you. Trust me. You're going to do anything in your power to beat him. So I don't have the problem. I think the worst would be if he's one of your teammates and you train for him with him like for a year or more, you know, then I say that's a problem. But just being friends, I think you can put that to the side. You know, there's a lot of respect in fighting. Because if you really think about it, if you would take the audience away, I always say, imagine that there's no audience and you would just fight the best guy. They would put you in the room. They lock the door. Nobody knows the outcome. Do you really care about winning or losing? Of course you want to win. But, you know, if you lose, well, he was just a better guy at that time. But the real problem is because all the other people, you're going to get all the crap from all the people. Everybody knows better than you. Everybody, they're going to tell you what you should have done, you know. And you know, and I think that's what gives pressure to a lot of fighters because they care what the audience says. And once you let that go, once you fight for yourself, just for yourself, you put yourself in the number one spot, and then, like, your family comes second. It doesn't come first because if you put your family first, then you don't put yourself first. Then you don't. You don't perform at the highest level. So I always say put yourself first because that would be better for the family. And don't care about the people. Once you start going on the internet, they're reading people and what they have to say, that brings a lot of pressure. Because, you know, truth to be said, if he taps me in the class, I don't really care, you know.
Thank you, Shaw, for that question. And Bosh, now, because I know you got to go real briefly. So how did you get involved with the commentating and the HDNet? Can you tell us a story about that?
Oh, commentating, I got involved in, there was a Pride Fighting Championships a long time ago, because I was sitting backstage with Mark Kerr, who I at the time was training, and we were watching the fights. They were live also on the screen in the dressing room. And I said, look, he's going for an armbar. There we go. Watch this, watch this, watch this. And boom, the guy would go in an armbar. And they go like, oh, how do you know that? I said, oh, you can see, right? So then the next fight comes, and I did the same thing with a knee bar, because I still remember this. I said, okay, he's looking for a knee bar. And about 15 seconds later, he takes him in a knee bar. So then the people from Pride were there, and they say, dude, did you ever think about commentating? And that's literally how I got the job. And then I start commentating. And then I realized that people like that. So I go, wow, that's kind of cool. You know, and then many years later, I was for the IFL, I started commentating for also other organizations. And then, you know, Mark Cuban was came up with a genius idea to put a nice mixed martial arts show out there. And that's Inside MMA. And at the time, he was very befriended with Guy Metzger. And I know Guy for a long time. I actually fought Guy. And we're good buddies. And he said, man, I'm looking for a host. And Guy says, well, I know only one guy you should take as a host. And I said, that's Boss Rutten. So they put us together. I already worked with Kenny Rice. They knew that we worked really good together, that we worked well together. And off we went. I think it's a great combination. Kenny is the more the strong, reliable guy. And I'm the little bit, you know, the crazy dude, but with all the insights. And I think we work off really well together.
And absolutely, HDNet just puts on some great programming out there. I mean, it's nonstop, almost MMA. I know they play some manly movies there, but you definitely...
You still there?
That's on that television station, and everybody watches it. Everyone talks about it. And we love your commentating, by the way, Bosch.
It's, you know, I'm super blessed, my friend. What I thankfully did, I never put on an act. What you see is what you get. What you see on TV is actually a toned-down version of me because I'm way hyper. I'm way more energy. But I try to cut it a little down for TV because otherwise it goes off the chart. But, you know, as long as I'm not acting. So, you know, and that's a great thing because the people like me for who I am. And that's a great thing because you don't have to act. You just do your job and you really enjoy doing your job. And then people seem to like it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Guillermo, we have one more question.
Yeah, so the UFC just recently announced that Don Anik will be commentating for the UFC in a B team. Is there any chance we'll ever see you commentate for the UFC?
No. I put commentating really way behind me now. You know, there's a few things that I want to still do for ONE FC. I like that organization. I would like to help them become a little bit bigger. And then maybe I will do it because they also do it in a country where I haven't been yet. They go to Phuket and Thailand and everything. And then I said, okay, maybe I do it. But for the rest, I cannot have a job anymore. I have no more work. I got two shows on TV. You know, the movie's coming out next year, but we got great responses already, and some people saw it, like important people. And I got great reviews. So we're working on that also in a different area for TV and motion picture. And, you know, I'm trying to focus on that. One thing I do know is that I want to keep doing Inside MMA, whatever happens. So whenever... You know, if I get another job, you know, I always want to try to keep doing Inside MMA because it's a sport I love, and it gave me a really good life. So I would like to stay loyal to that.
Wonderful. And I know you're very big, and as far as giving, inspiring people to lose weight, I know you have several DVDs, and I've authored a lot of materials. Where can people find your material to find as far as your training, Bosch?
Just BossRutten.com. You know, just go there. You can find me on Facebook also, Boss Rutten on Facebook. We got the main name now. We got rid of all the other fake Boss Rutten accounts. You know, you on YouTube and, of course, on Twitter, Boss Rutten MMA. I got a Twitter account. I'm pretty much, you know, the things I do. I'm not one of those guys who says, oh, I got an interview in 10 minutes and I got to brush my teeth now. I'm not doing that. I'm sending pictures most of the time. I see something funny, I make a picture, and I send something like that, you know, and I answer questions. For people who ask me questions on Twitter, if I have the time, then I answer some.
Gosh, well, Bosch, thank you so very much. We don't want to take time enough. I know you got other interviews out there. It's a pleasure to have you here. You're always welcome to the Roman Show. Anything else you might want to add?
No, that's about it. Just check everything out on the website and on Twitter and on Facebook, and everything is growing. Keep watching Punk Payback every Wednesday night at 9:30 on Fuel TV, and, of course, Inside MMA, but everybody knows me from that, so... I have no worries about it. I'm going to be this Saturday. I'm going to watch the fight live. I'm going to promote Punk Payback also because it's on Fuel TV. And Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez, and I'm Ben Henderson, of course, is fighting Clay Guida. I'm going to be there live. So if there's going to be some fans, you know, I'm going to be there.
Oh, and will you let us know when you're down here in Miami, Florida? We'd love to meet you.
I will let you know, guys.
All righty. Bart, thank you so very much. And again, we appreciate your time, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Take
care.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
God.
Wow, Guillermo, exciting interview and great interview with Bash Wooten, who was a bit occupied out there, and great questions as well. As we found out that we might not be able to see him in the UFC at that Team B commentating, calling the fight.
Well, that's good to know. That was a big question to have because it's a big mystery who John Anik's broadcast partner is going to be. And, it appears that it'll be, a UFC fighter now, a Kenny Florian, a Frank Mir, somebody like that. You know, it won't be Bas Rutten, that's for sure.
That's for sure. We pretty much wiped away any rumors out there, Guillermo. And, the man has a long history in the sport. As you can see, he's now making his way into focusing more of his time as far as into films and TV programs and so many other things. So the thing he said is, though, he's never forgetting his roots. He's not going to ever forget where he came from, and that's mixed martial arts. So he wants to make Inside MMA something that he does every single week. But an amazing interview from Bas Rutten. Again, we appreciate his time. If you happen to miss it, you can find it on the archives in about a few minutes or so, about an hour. So you can catch the complete interview of Bas Rutten here on the Roman Show, a commentator, a man who fought in Pride, and a UFC World Heavyweight Champion who competed against Ken. And we asked him a couple of questions regarding Ken Shamrock here, because Ken Shamrock seems to be getting some negative news lately that he's been facing just random people or people that are more out of the extraordinary as far as when it comes to mixed martial arts. But a great accomplishment here as far as the Roman Show, Guillermo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ken Shamrock, a lot of people, I mean, I know it's been a long time, but the guy's a UFC Hall of Famer. Back in the early days, he was in the top three in the world as a fighter. And, the guys do a lot of respect, even though his results lately are a result of, fighting too late into his age here. You got to remember, the guy was a monster back in the day, and he's the only guy, believe it or not, to defeat Bas Rutten, and Bas Rutten did not get the chance to avenge that defeat. He's the only guy who did it. So a lot of respect to Ken Shamrock, but a lot of respect to Bas Rutten because he avenged every other defeat that he had in his career, and he ended his career with a 22-fight unbeaten streak, which there's not too many people in MMA history who've done even that.
No doubt about that, Guillermo. And Guillermo, tomorrow we will be talking live to Bellator veteran Jessica Aguilar, who will be on the Roman Show, and she will be competing next weekend here in Hollywood, Florida, part of the Bellator event. And she'll be calling in, telling us a little bit about her career and what can we expect from her next weekend in Bellator. And we're also going to have Haley Winter. She's a fighter out of Indiana. So tomorrow we're going to dedicate the Roman Show to female fighters. We're doing something new out here as far as the Roman Show. All females tomorrow, Guillermo. I'm pumped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Roman Show, like you said, is growing every time. And, just in like 3 months' time, look how much great interviews we've had, much great commentary we've been able to provide you guys. So hopefully you guys will stick with us as the sport grows. We're going to grow hopefully as well.
Yes, sir. And then the Twitter is RomanDH, at RomanDH, the website RodolphoRoman.com. Follow my man Guillermo at Stoneface16. He's very active on that thing. If you have a comment you want to discuss, you have an argument, he's the man to go to regarding mixed martial arts. And trust me, he'll give you a good inside scoop. And tomorrow we'll talk about two of the UFC on Fox. Number one, Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos. We'll go ahead and look at that fight, analyze it, and have our take as far as who will win it. And we invite all you guys to listen in tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call us live, 714-868-0222 is the number to call. In fact, you can still call us if you want. 714-868-0222 is the number to call in and have a conversation with us, or let us know exactly what you have in mind regarding the world of mixed martial arts. Well, Guillermo, that about wraps it up. Great interview with Bas Rutten. If you missed it, just wait a few minutes, and the interview will be up in the air. It will be on RodolphoRoman.com, so keep an eye on that for that. Guillermo, always a pleasure, man, and we'll see you tomorrow night, sir.
Yep, let's do it.
You got it. All right, guys, good Well, good. We're so used to saying good night, but enjoy the rest of your evening wherever you're listening from, whether it be in California or in Thailand, in Miami, Florida, whatever it is. Guys, we appreciate you listening to us, and we'll see you tomorrow at 11 p.m. here on The Roman Show with Jessica Aguilar and Haley Winter. Good evening, guys.